spare some change? You may have heard that question many times on the streets of Seattle. Well, panhandling isn't against the law here, but it was just recently outlawed in Arlington, Washington, a city of 18,000 people, about 50 miles north of Seattle. It's against the law there to ask for money or food within 300 feet of parking lots, bus stops, even intersections. You can be fined up to $1,000 or even spend 90 days in jail. Bruce Stedman is public safety director and acting police chief for the city of Arlington.
So over the last few years, we've seen a significant increase of the panhandlers coming into Arlington. Typically what's happening is they're taking that money that they received and they're using it for drugs. We've seen drug use and increase of crime in our community, and it's directly associated to these individuals that are panhandling.
All the people who are panhandling are using the money for drugs?
No, that, I don't think we can say that, but we can say a significant number of them are tied to drugs.
So it's also catching up in this law, people who are not getting money for drugs, they might be getting money for food or other necessities?
And that's possible, but one of the things that we've done is we've gone out, we've contacted these people and say, hey, listen, this is no longer going to be tolerated here. However, here's the social services, here's how to contact them. We want you to get help, and so we give them that information.
What social services are there in Arlington for people who feel as though they're so poor they have to beg on the street?
Well, it's not actually in Arlington. These are local, county, state, and federal. So I know that our local churches have tried to help in the past, and they probably will still have some kind of hand in this.
So it might be too soon to tell because these new restrictions on panhandling in Arlington have only been in place for a few weeks. But are you noticing any differences because the law is in place?
Absolutely. We've seen a significant decrease of that activity. Our call loads for the police officer responding in those areas have gone down. The businesses in town, for example, Walmart, they've seen a decrease in shoplifting. So, yeah, I think it is having some effect.
Why do you suppose it would cause a decrease in shoplifting to make panhandling illegal?
Because what's happening is they've come to Arlington. We're a very giving community, and they've been able to make a pretty good living. Some of them have reported up to $200 a day panhandling. Well, another way they're paying for their drug use is through shoplifting, and that's through direct contact, direct interviews with these individuals and say, hey, what are you doing with the money that you're making selling the stuff that you've stolen? And a lot of times it's just drugs. Most of the times it's drugs. So if you drive out the panhandlers, a lot of that crime that's associated to it also goes.
I'm talking to Arlington's acting police chief, Bruce Stedman, about a new law there that outlaws panhandling pretty much everywhere in Arlington. So under the new law, you can be fined up to $1,000. You can be sent to jail for 90 days. Some might say that this criminalizes homelessness. How do you respond to that?
This is not a war on homelessness. This is absolutely a war on drugs and crime. That's what it's about. As far as has anyone been prosecuted, no. This went into effect 1 minute after midnight on the 15th. And yes, we have made a few arrests, but within an hour or two, they're already out back on the streets.
So they've been charged with this crime, but it has not gone to court yet?
That's correct.
Now, some might say that this criminalizes free speech, that it's free speech to stand on a corner and ask someone for money. What would you say to that?
Well, what I'd say is I'm not an attorney. I'm not prepared. I don't have the education, the experience, and training to determine if it is or isn't. All I know is that we are in a war of fighting crime and drugs in Arlington, and this is a tool that we're going to use.
Bruce Stedman is public safety director and acting police chief for the city of Arlington. Earlier this month, the city of 18,000 outlawed panhandling. Now, as you might expect, this new law has caught the attention of the American Civil Liberties Union of Washington. Here's spokesperson Doug Honig.
We're going to be taking a look at Arlington's law because it's obviously a very broad one. Keep in mind that panhandling is simply saying that you're in need and asking somebody for help, and that's not against the law, and that can't be made criminal per se. At the same time, government can regulate time, place, and manner of free speech activities, including panhandling, but it has to be content neutral, it has to be very narrowly tailored to serve a significant government interest, and people have to have alternatives for expressing what they're expressing, and also keep keep in mind the fact that speech may make somebody uncomfortable, but that's not legal grounds for banning that speech.
Honig of the ACLU says that rather than cracking down on panhandling, local police should enforce existing laws that are already on the books.
So they really need to distinguish between conduct that's actually criminal, which would be getting in somebody's face, screaming at them, grabbing them, things like that, and things which are forms of free speech that simply shouldn't be against the law.
Doug Honig, spokesperson for ACLU of Washington. Earlier this month, the city of Arlington, Washington, outlawed panhandling. This is The Record on KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds.